Today's a WRL weather alert day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. I'll show you when you could see some of the strong winds in your area.
All westbound lanes of I-40 are closed at Wade Avenue after a pedestrian crash earlier this morning. Coming up, I'll explain how this could impact your morning commute.
Changes to blood donor requirements, the new and more inclusive rules, and how state leaders are rolling up their sleeves to support those changes. And we bring you into our WRL studio here on a Monday morning, getting things started. A lot going on here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
Yeah, we got two issues going on, the extreme heat, also the potential for severe weather. Let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
A strong cold front is going to come through this evening, right around the evening commute through dinner time. And that's going to bring us the potential for some strong straight line winds that could do some damage. Again, a level 2 and 3 is not something that we see that often, especially this time of year. So we'll be taking it very seriously. Let's walk through and show you the timeline for this. It's a little bit of cloud cover out there this morning. That bright sunshine that's just up above is going to help to dissipate those clouds pretty quickly. And then all that sunshine is really going to heat us up. Here's a look at 5 p.m. You can start to see that line of thunderstorms from the west creeping into the northwestern portion of our viewing area. By 6 a.m., it spreads from South Hill down toward Durham, towards Siler City. And at 7 o'clock, from Roanoke Rapids through Raleigh and Southern Pines, it's the leading edge of this band of thunderstorms that's likely to produce most of the damage. And again, could knock down trees and power lines as well. At 8 o'clock, you're seeing that pushing toward the eastern part of the viewing area, and then some lingering rain behind that leading edge. Heat advisory begins at 11 o'clock today. It's likely to feel like 107 this afternoon. It's already 75 degrees around the triangle. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds there as we take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. 73 is our dew point. That's way up there. Really, really sticky. We'll hit 97 right about the time those thunderstorms begin, so plenty of time to warm up today with those high heat indices. Once this front moves through, we get a break in the humidity. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, and we are following breaking news with a deadly crash over on the west side of Raleigh on 40 westbound, right there at the Wade Avenue interchange, and this crash does involve a pedestrian. Let's head out there live and check in with Kelsey Coffey, who's been working to get new details about that investigation. Kelsey, what's the latest?
Well, we can see now that this involves a death based on what's going on at the investigation site behind me. I'll step out the way so you can take a look at what I'm looking at right now. Still a lot of heavy traffic out here. All lanes of I-40 westbound are closed at Wade Avenue, and all that traffic is being diverted onto eastbound Wade. Raleigh police got a call about this crash at about 5:15 this morning, and we're still working to keep you updated on all of the details of this investigation. But in the meantime, Brian, how can folks get around all this traffic?
Thanks for that live update, Kelsey. Unfortunately, there are not any good alternate routes at this point. As we take a look at those live sensors, you can see those backups on 40 westbound begin in the south part of Raleigh and extend all the way out beyond the Chapel Hill Road interchange out toward Wade Avenue. Traffic on westbound I-40 is being diverted onto the eastbound side of Wade Avenue, and then people are turning around. And because of these unusual traffic patterns this morning, we're seeing some very heavy delays on outbound Wade Avenue from 440 out to the I-40 merge. Also seeing some heavy delays on the eastbound side of I-40 this morning, beginning around the Harrison Avenue area. The best alternate route, if you can get to Harrison Avenue, pick up 40 westbound from there. 440 at this point, even though it typically would be the best alternate route because of the unusual traffic on that outbound side of Wade Avenue, probably is not going to be your best option this morning, unfortunately. Also, another incident creating some pretty big delays on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound. This is that live camera near Gorman Street. We had a crash that was blocking a couple of lanes earlier. This is mostly cleared. It certainly is going to be cleared quickly with a tow truck out there. That right lane is still blocked at this point. That's leading to some heavy backups coming in from South Saunders Street. So right now, a 20-minute delay showing up on 40 westbound between 440 and US 1, and then from US 1 to Wade Avenue with that deadly crash investigation, an hour-long delay showing up on the sensors. Now, if you're heading out to the car right now, turn on the radio when you get there, and you can continue listening to this newscast at 99.3 FM in Raleigh. We'll let you know the latest on that investigation and how traffic is looking on 40 westbound leaving Raleigh.
Thanks, Brian. Another big story we are following. A person disappeared Sunday night after falling out of a canoe on Falls Lake. Today, that person has been found. We don't know his name at this time, but officials say he's a 35-year-old Hispanic man. His body was recovered around 10:15 last night. Crews got a call about a possible drowning around 5:20 Sunday afternoon. Now, this came after a canoe flipped over with three people on board. Two had non-life-threatening injuries, and one was missing. A spokesperson with Northern Wake Fire Department said the boaters didn't appear to be wearing life jackets.
This thing can occur, and it does, unfortunately, too often because a lot of people just are unprepared.
Several departments, including Wake County Sheriff's Office, all helped to search for that missing man. There was also a drowning at Jordan Lake yesterday afternoon as well. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office says that man was boating and swimming with friends. Deputies say he was near his boat off the area of Poe's Ridge boat ramp when others lost sight of him. His name has not been released.
A part of Lynn Road is back open this morning after a crash involving a State Highway Patrol trooper. This happened at the intersection of Creedmoor Road and Lynn Road. The trooper was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Now, an SUV also involved in that crash had a shattered windshield, airbags deployed, but no one was hurt. Part of Lynn Road was closed for about an hour. The cause of this crash is still under investigation.
Donating blood is now more inclusive for the LGBTQ community. Starting today, the American Red Cross will begin accepting blood donations from all donors, regardless of gender or sexual orientation. The FDA updated its eligibility requirements earlier this year. State health leaders and Governor Roy Cooper will be rolling up their sleeves and donating today. If you want to give blood today, you can register for the event at redcrossblood.org and use the code DONATENC.
But time is running out for former President Trump's legal team. Today is a deadline for his attorneys to respond to requests from the Department of Justice that could force Trump to stay silent following his third indictment. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants to block Trump from commenting publicly on the latest case against him. Trump faces four more charges connected with his effort to overturn the 2020 election. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Prosecutors believe Trump could use evidence to have a chilling effect on witnesses. He posted several times on social media about the case, even suggesting his team will ask the federal judge overseeing the case to recuse herself. One of Trump's attorneys told CNN they plan to reject the request from the DOJ.
New details this morning reveal several people close to a Fulton County, Georgia matter believe an indictment against the former president could come this week. The district attorney there is Fonnie Willis. She previously announced a decision would be made before September 1st. A special grand jury has been looking into whether Trump and his allies tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. If he's indicted there, it would be a state indictment, and that would be the most significant of all because someone can only be pardoned on federal charges.
Well, last year, President Biden signed off on expanded coverage for veterans exposed to toxic substances. Now the clock is ticking to apply for backdated benefits. People who haven't signed up yet are encouraged by this Wednesday to receive those benefits. That will be part of a discussion today at the Durham VA Medical Clinic. Congresswoman Deborah Ross is hosting a panel discussion with other leaders to highlight new benefits and encourage local veterans to apply for benefits while they still can. That meeting is happening around 10:25 this morning.
A person is dead this morning following a hazmat situation at a Fayetteville gas station. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker from Sunday afternoon on Bragg Boulevard. Fayetteville police there say they responded to that Valero gas station. During their investigation, they say they found a man unconscious in his car. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Investigators also tell us two people who came in contact with the car and the man showed symptoms of exposure and had to go to the hospital where they are reported as stable. Emergency crews conducted an investigation and cleared that area a short time later.
We now know the name of a man accused of assaulting a man and a woman, seriously injuring them. Wally police say Christopher McCullough is in custody. This happened around 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on Ingate Way in Northwest Raleigh. We're told both victims were taken to the hospital. McCullough is charged with two counts of felony assault causing serious bodily injury and larceny of a motor vehicle. Detectives are still working to determine what led to this attack. Officers say there's no threat to the public.
This is like the Energizer jackpot. It's still going. The Mega Millions is now an estimated $1.55 billion, the largest the game's ever seen in its history. If you win, you could instantly take home the whopping cash
salary of $757,000, or $1 million, I should say, for that payout. The next drawing is tomorrow night. You can watch it all live here on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news.
Well, coming up on 8:10 on your Monday morning, this recycling plant fine could burn for days, even though fire officials say it's under control. How a small outside fire spread to set that facility on fire.
Plus, Barbie is breaking yet another record in the movie industry. The benchmark director Greta Gerwig passed and what it means for female directors.
And today is a WREL weather alert day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms this afternoon and evening. Damaging wind is the biggest threat. I'll show you when to expect those winds coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now. We'll give you this live look straight down Salem Street in Apex. Good morning to you. You're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Dry right now. Looks a little cloudy out there. We did see the sun earlier. It's going to be hot. There's no question about it. Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center, and then things take a turn later.
Well, it's going to be a busy day. We do have a level 2 and a level 3 risk for severe storms. So it is a WREL weather alert day. These storms will likely begin to approach the viewing area during the evening commute and slide on through just past dinner time. Damaging wind, straight line wind would be our biggest threat. But some of those straight line winds can do as much damage as a tornado. We may have some isolated tornadoes with this as well. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a cold front that's going to be swinging through. And that's something that we see on a regular basis in the summer. Typically, the storm track, those cold fronts stay north of us during this time of year, and we have, you know, just pop-up afternoon thunderstorms due to the heat. But a thunderstorm like this along a cold front tends to have a lot more energy and potential to do damage. And we have had overnight last night across parts of the Midwest tornado watch, severe thunderstorm warnings, and tornado warnings. So this storm has a history. We're looking at the warm front moving north. There's a little bit of moisture out there producing some cloud cover, but I wouldn't expect to see any rain until we get to the evening commute when the cold front arrives. The storms are likely to develop along the mountains and slide eastward as we get through the afternoon. We'll take a look at lunchtime there, looking all clear. That's going to allow our temperatures to really climb, and it's very sticky out there. So lots of moisture for the system to work with. At 5 o'clock, we're starting to see the line of thunderstorms moving into Person County. By 6 o'clock, South Hill, Durham, Hillsborough, Siler City, you're likely seeing that leading edge. And it's along this leading edge that we'll have the strongest winds. That's where the best chance for wind damage will be, and the timing of that too is going to be important to note. So kind of look at where you are in relationship to the timing of that, the leading edge of that front. At 7 o'clock, the leading edge coming through Roanoke Rapids, Raleigh, Southern Pines. By 8 o'clock, Rocky Mount, Wilson, Goldsboro, Clinton, Fayetteville, and then after that it slides eastward, but there'll still be some rain behind the front for a little while before it clears on out. So today, definitely a good chance of rain with those storms, but dry for Tuesday and Wednesday, a chance of just a few scattered storms on Thursday, but not as much rain as we'll see today. We take a live look at what's happening across the area. Fayetteville, where our newsroom is, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, a little bit of cloud cover there and an apex, but a little more clear there in Goldsboro. The sunshine that we see today will really heat things up. Heat advisory kicks in at 11 a.m. It'll feel like 107 this afternoon with a high of 97. You can see the timeline for that heat index looking at 2 o'clock at 106, and it's likely to still be in the triple digits as those thunderstorms are starting to develop. We take a look at our temperatures. Once we get past today at 97, temperatures fall back closer to normal, and we'll also see a little bit of a break in our humidity coming up. I'll show you what the feels like temperature is once we get past today, Brian.
All right, 8:16 right now. We are watching two incidents on 40 westbound, still creating some pretty big problems. Want to update you about the situation on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound. Just before you get to Gorman Street, looks like we still have some activity there on the right shoulder and some flashing lights. And a reminder, under state law, you do need to move over at least one lane. You can see those heavy delays coming in from the South Saunders Street area out toward Gorman Street with that crash. And that's showing up clearly on the sensors there. Earlier, we saw a little bit of a break where traffic was flowing a little more freely, but now it looks like all of those delays have merged together out toward US 1, toward 54, with that other crash that we've been reporting this morning, that deadly crash apparently involving a pedestrian on 40 westbound right around Wade Avenue. Very heavy delays through that area this morning. All that traffic on westbound 40 is being diverted onto eastbound Wade Avenue, and then people are doubling back onto outbound Wade Avenue to rejoin 40 westbound. All of those backups are leading to some delays on 40 eastbound as well, coming in from the airport exits back toward Cary and Raleigh. There are just not too many good options here. If you're trying to get to 40 westbound this morning, consider using Harrison Avenue as an alternate route. About a 20-minute delay showing up right now on 40 westbound between 440 and US 1, and we're still seeing about an hour-long delay on 40 westbound between US 1 and Wade Avenue. I want to show you the other major approaches into Raleigh, because we're watching traffic elsewhere around the triangle as well. Those delays that we're tracking on 40 eastbound coming in from the airport, adding about 8 minutes to that ride from Durham. Also picking up some delays on southbound 87 coming in from Knightdale right now, adding up to about an 8 minute slowdown.
Thanks, Brian. The search continues this morning for a murder suspect who's been on the run since Friday night. Investigators are looking for 27-year-old Shelvy Edwards. He was released from jail with an electronic monitoring device. He took it off, though, before he left the building. Now, deputies went all weekend searching for him. He was last seen in downtown Roanoke Rapids. Edwards is wanted for drug charges, including murder, felony, conspiracy, robbery with dangerous weapons, as well as assault.
Well, we're working to learn if anyone will be charged after an 8-year-old boy was shot yesterday. Goldsboro's police say it happened on Astor Court. Officers responded just after 6 a.m. The child was taken to UNC Health Wayne and then transferred to ECU Health in Greenville. Investigators preliminarily reveals the shooting was accidental and or negligent. Police have not said who is responsible.
Senators in Alaska are renewing calls for military power, more of it in the state, after U.S. Navy destroyers were sent out there last week after nearly a dozen Chinese and Russian ships were spotted near the Aleutian Islands. 11 military ships from Russia and China were found patrolling those waters. 4 U.S. Navy destroyers were sent to shadow them until they left the area. The patrol never entered U.S. waters, according to officials. It is the latest aggressive maneuver, though, by the Chinese military after a close call between Chinese and American warships in June in the Taiwan Strait and a Chinese warplane dangerously close to an American military plane in May. Fire officials in New Mexico say the recycling plant fire is under control, but it could still burn for days. They released new information just after midnight. Crews have been on the scene just south of Albuquerque since Sunday afternoon. Officials say it started as a small outside fire containing plastics, and then it spread to a vehicle. The wind blew the flames and smoke and caused that facility to catch on fire. There haven't been any reports of injuries, but officials have issued a health alert, urging people to stay indoors because of all that thick black smoke.
Well, the mother of Euphoria star Angus Cloud, who died last month, says the actor did not intend to end his life. In a post on social media, Lisa Cloud said her 25-year-old son was grieving the sudden death of his father. She said the day he died, he was in good spirits. She wrote, quote, "We may find out that he overdosed accidentally and tragically, but it's abundantly clear he did not intend to check out of this world. A cause of death has not been determined."
Kroger is testing an all self-checkout system. The supermarket chain just converted one of its stores to self-checkout only. Walmart and Dollar General are also experimenting with no manned registers. So how are customers responding to the change? Stu Leonard Jr. owns 7 stores in the New York area and says he has noticed a trend.
The younger people embrace it and love to use it more than older people. I don't see much gray hair in the self-checkout line.
And by one estimate, 95% of stores now have some form of self-checkout, so it is unlikely that they will bag the concept entirely.
Oh, no, I like the human contact. I want to talk to the cashier. I want to ask him or her how her day's going.
I don't have to weigh my stuff. I don't have to weigh it and figure it out. Yeah,
anyway. Bella Hadid sharing a new update on her years-long battle with Lyme disease. The 26-year-old model, first diagnosed with the illness around 2013. Well, over the weekend, she posted to Instagram she's not giving up as she continues to improve her health. She says going through treatment shaped who she is today and told all of her fans who are facing health struggles to remember their situation will improve.
Greta Gerwig is a billion-dollar Barbie. She's broken a record for female directors after the Barbie film secured $1 billion in global ticket sales. Gerwig broke the record, which was previously held by Patty Jenkins, who directed Wonder Woman. Barbie is now the biggest film to be directed by one woman in modern box office history. Only 53 movies have made over $1 billion, not accounting for inflation. And since the film's hugely anticipated debut, it has surpassed studio benchmarks that preceded it.
Well, a rain delay at an MLS soccer match in Utah turned into quite a spectacle. Now, before the Real Salt Lake game was officially postponed because of a thunderstorm, journalists in the press box were startled when a raccoon that you see it fell through a leak in the ceiling. The raccoon escaped and found shelter under an overhang above the main concourse. Stadium staff moved it with a broom. The raccoon fell to the concourse when it was captured and then released near the stadium.
So they tried to go broom into the garbage can. The raccoon wasn't
Didn't
happening.
Work.
He fell from the second floor, you know, fell into the media center. Then he fell from the second concourse down to the main concourse, starts running around. People are going crazy. They finally did scoop it up and relocate it.
Good. I've been in a few press boxes, and I can't even imagine being in that press box.
He went for the popcorn first.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Any good member of the media.
All right. Well, time now, 8:23. Former President Trump's attorneys are running out of time to respond to requests for Trump to stay silent during his third indictment. Why the DOJ wants him to stay quiet and how his attorneys are expected to respond.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. We continue to track a tough morning commute on I-40. Let's get right to Brian Schrader with this update on the traffic alert.
A deadly crash on 40 westbound, apparently involving a pedestrian right around Wade Avenue earlier this morning. All lanes still are closed at Wade Avenue, and you can see heavy delays as traffic gets diverted onto eastbound Wade Avenue and then turns around to rejoin that westbound side. That's leading to some big backups on the eastbound side of I-40 coming in from the airport exits. We have another incident on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound right around Gorman Street, contributing to delays there. You put it all together, we've got about a 24-minute backup on the south side of Raleigh, and then almost 70-minute delay showing up right now on 40 westbound between US 1 and Wade Avenue. We'll get a live update from the scene and talk about alternate routes coming up in a few minutes on Fox 50.
Today is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. These are going to begin close to 5 or 6 o'clock and continue through dinner time. It'll be in a line that moves from west to east, and the most likely damage will come from straight line winds. We have a heat advisory that begins at 11 a.m. It'll feel like 105 to 107 this afternoon. Actual high around 97.
Body of a boater who disappeared after falling off a canoe at Falls Lake last night has been found. Now, first responders are urging people to use life jackets and practice water safety. The identity of the man who died last night has not been released, but we do know he was 35 years old. Well, next on Fox 50, it's a WREL Severe Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will update on today's Level 3 severe weather risk. And up next on today, Jill Martin sharing an update on her breast cancer battle.
It is 8:30, and we're checking out our WRAL Weather Alert Day, a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. I'll show you the timeline for when the strong winds will move through your area.
All westbound lanes are closed at I-40 near Wade Avenue this morning after a pedestrian crash. Coming up, I'll explain how this could impact your morning commute.
Also, bugs, mold, and piled up trash. These are some of the conditions that residents in one Durham apartment complex is dealing with this morning and why they're asking the city council for help tonight. Thank you for staying with us here at 8:30 on Fox 50 on this WREL Weather Alert Day. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here. First, you'll feel the heat when you step outside, that mugginess and all that. But then some storms roll in a little bit later today. We've got a busy weather day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center.
And this evening, we'll likely have a strong line of thunderstorms that swings through. Very spring-like pattern for us with that level 2 and level 3 risk. Those damaging winds will be the biggest threat. And, you know, straight line winds can do similar similar damage to a tornado. There could be an isolated tornado along with this, as well as some hail, too. We have a little bit of cloud cover that we're seeing this morning. Those clouds will likely dissipate between now and lunchtime. That's going to allow things to really heat up. There'll be a lot of heat and moisture in the atmosphere as the cold front moves through. We'll begin to see the line approaching our viewing area in the 5 o'clock hour. At 6 o'clock, we're seeing a line of storms stretching from South Hill through Durham and down towards Siler City. At 7 o'clock, Roanoke Rapids through Raleigh and Southern Pines. And then by 8 o'clock, it's pushing toward the eastern edge of the viewing area. It's that leading edge that will contain the strongest winds. That's where we'll have the best chance of damage. You just kind of want to watch that line as it comes on through and note your location based on where that leading edge is. That's where the strongest line will come through. And then after that, we'll see some lingering rain for a bit. Of course, before those thunderstorms come through, it'll be a hot one. We have a heat advisory that goes into effect at 11 a.m. Heat index up to 107. So you want to be very careful outside this afternoon, especially if you have to work outdoors. 75 is our current temperature in the triangle. Our dew point's way up at 73. So it's a very heavy, oppressive feeling air mass. Partly cloudy skies right here in Rocky Mount Mills. 90 degrees at lunchtime. It'll already feel like 100. We'll see that high of 97 with the heat index feeling like 107. But once the front moves by, it'll start to feel slightly more comfortable. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32, and we've been following breaking news all morning with a deadly crash apparently involving a pedestrian out on 40 westbound right around Wade Avenue. Those westbound lanes still are closed. We're going to head out live to the scene now with WRAL's Kelsey Coffey, who's been working to get information about exactly what happened out there. Kelsey, eastbound traffic is flowing freely, but the westbound side is a mess.
The westbound side is backed up as far as I can see from where I'm standing right now, and we can now see that death has been involved in this accident based on what's going on in the investigation site behind me. Now, all westbound lanes on I-40 near Wade Avenue are closed right now. All the traffic is being diverted onto eastbound Wade. Raleigh police got a call about a pedestrian crash around 5:30 this morning, and we're still working to learn more details on that investigation. But Brian, in the meantime, how can people work around all this traffic during their morning commute?
Unfortunately, not too many great alternate routes. I just checked some sensor data to find out what the best option would be if you're coming in from the south side of Raleigh. We have another incident around Gorman Street leading to some delays that begin between Lake Wheeler Road and Gorman, and then it's solidly backed up all the way out toward Wade Avenue. And I think the best option is going to be to pick up Wade Avenue from somewhere inside the Beltline, maybe using Gorman Street out to the Wade Avenue intersection, and then pick up outbound Wade from there and make that trip out toward the I-40 merge. If you're over on the western side of I-40 in the Cary area, head on up toward Harrison Avenue and pick it up from there, and you should be in pretty good shape. But you can see those heavy delays on 40 westbound, also outbound Wade Avenue badly backed up this morning. Also seeing some delays on 40 eastbound as people will get caught up in some of the backups there coming in from the airport exits. Some good news on the south side of Raleigh with that earlier crash at 40 near Gorman Street. We had a couple of lanes blocked earlier. Everything's cleared now, but it's still a very slow commute. Getting worse, really, on the south side of Raleigh right now. A 35-minute delay showing up from 440 out to US 1. Almost all of that is between South Saunders Street and US 1. And then from US 1 to that crash out at Wade Avenue where lanes are blocked, it's going to take you about an hour to make that very slow crawl out there. That lane from 40 westbound onto inbound Wade Avenue is only one lane, that ramp. So that is leading to those huge backups there. Elsewhere around the triangle, we are measuring pretty quiet conditions on our major routes as you head into Raleigh. Only a one-minute slowdown coming in from Knightdale. I mentioned those delays on 40 eastbound coming in from Durham and the airport exits, now adding up to about a five-minute backup on 40 eastbound from 885 out to that Wade Avenue interchange.
Brian, thanks. A boater who disappeared after falling off a canoe at Falls Lake Sunday has been found. We don't know his name just yet, but officials say he was 35 years old. His body was recovered around 10:15 last night. Now, crews got a call about a possible drowning around 5:20 Sunday afternoon. It came after a canoe flipped with those three people on board. Two people were able to get to safety. That third person we just mentioned has been found. A spokesperson with Northern Wake Fire Department says the boaters didn't appear to be wearing life jackets.
This thing can occur, and it does, unfortunately, too often because a lot of people just are unprepared.
Well, several departments, including Wake County Sheriff's Office and others, helped search for that missing boater who's been found. Well, there was also a drowning on Jordan Lakes yesterday afternoon. The Chatham County Sheriff's Office says the man was boating and swimming with friends. Deputies say he was near his boat off the area of Poe's Ridge boat ramp when others lost sight of him. His name has not been released.
New this morning in the WRAL Live Center, five health systems in the U.S. say they will be offering a new promising Alzheimer's drug within the next few months. We're talking about Leqembi, and it earned full U.S. approval last month. It is the first treatment proven to slow the progression of Alzheimer's in the earliest stages. The health systems that will be offering it include the Mayo Clinic, Chicago's Northwestern Memorial, and Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. The drug costs $25,000 a year, and Medicare says it plans to offer reimbursement if patients agree to be tracked in a database. And interesting to note, Reuters says Duke University Health System started 16 patients on Leqembi. They are currently paying for the medication out of pocket.
Renee, thanks for that update. Part of Lynn Road in Raleigh was closed for a while last night after a crash involving a state highway patrol trooper. It happened at the intersection of Lynn and Creedmoor Roads. The trooper was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. An SUV was also involved in that crash, had a shattered windshield, the airbags went off, but nobody was hurt. A section of Lynn Road was closed for about an hour, and the cause of this crash is still under investigation.
Well, time is running out for former President Trump's legal team. Today is the deadline for his attorneys to respond to requests from the Justice Department that could force Trump to stay silent following his third indictment. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants to block Trump from commenting publicly on the latest case against him. Trump faces four more charges connected with his effort to overturn the 2020 election. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges. Prosecutors believe Trump could use evidence to have a chilling effect on witnesses. He posted several times on social media about the case, even suggesting his team will ask the federal judge overseeing the case to recuse herself. One of Trump's attorneys told CNN they plan to reject the request from the DOJ.
A person is dead this morning following a hazmat situation at a Fayetteville gas station. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker on Sunday afternoon on Bragg Boulevard. Fayetteville police say they responded to the Valero gas station there, and during their investigation, they say they found a man who was unconscious inside a car. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Investigators tell us two other people who also made contact with the car and the man showed symptoms of exposure and had to go to the hospital as well. We're told they are stable. Emergency crews conducted an investigation and cleared that area a short time later. Imagine living every day with overflowing trash, gnats, flies, and mold in your home or apartment building. People who live at JFK Towers in Durham say that's their reality, and they are asking City Council to help them get some relief tonight. Take a look at this. This is a video that was posted on Facebook of a 99-year-old woman's bathtub filled with sewage water. In another case, Janetta Alston has been living at the complex for 2 years now. She says the three elevators in the building break down almost every weekend, and she lives on the third floor. Plumbing and mold are issues as well.
My apartment flooded through the air conditioning unit to the point that by the time I realized the carpet was flooded, my carpet then was a dark brown. I had mold behind my couch. That's it.
We reached out to JFK Towers for a comment. We're still waiting to hear back. The neighbors have set up a carpool from the complex for people who want to come and speak at tonight's meeting. That is at 7 p.m.
Megan Rapinoe was emotional watching her U.S. team get knocked out of the Women's World Cup over the weekend. The 38-year-old, who announced she would be retiring after the end of the season, came on as a late substitute against Sweden but missed her penalty kick in the shootout.
This is like a sick joke. For me personally, I'm just like, this is dark comedy. I missed a penalty.
Well, the U.S. lost in penalty 5-4. The U.S. managed just 4 goals in 4 games during the entire tournament. In its previous 8 World Cups, the U.S. averaged over 17 goals per tournament.
The hard exits. Hundreds of anti-Semitic flyers showed up at lawns of neighborhoods in North Raleigh. Now, how neighbors there are taking it into their own hands to clean up the area and how a local rabbi is responding.
Also, after a 2-year break, Simone Biles back like she never left. How the most decorated gymnast of all time made her big comeback.
And we take a live look right now. This is Chapel Hill, Franklin Street intersection there, top of the hill restaurant camera. WRL Weather Alert Day. You want to pay attention to this. Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the heavy winds and extreme heat roll in.
Today is a WRL Weather Alert Day. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. The biggest threat will be damaging straight-line winds. We could see a few isolated tornadoes, but those straight-line winds can easily do as much damage as one of the lower-level tornadoes. So you definitely want to take this very seriously. Here's a look at the setup. We have a cold front that's pushing across parts of the Midwest and heading down toward the Appalachians. We're going to see a line of thunderstorms redeveloping around the mountains and sliding eastward as we head through the afternoon. As that cold front moves through. This front has a history of producing some severe storms. Late yesterday and overnight last night, there was a tornado watch, tornado warning, severe thunderstorm warnings, all associated with that cold front. That's more of a spring-like pattern for us. It's been very interesting. This summer, we've had a number of deep troughs in the jet stream that have delivered these fronts with just cold enough air to produce some very strong storms. You need that cold air versus the hot air coming together to see these stronger storms. And we don't typically see that very often in the summer, but this has been an unusual summer for us for sure. At lunchtime, we're nice and clear. We see a few clouds this afternoon, and then the line of thunderstorms approaches during the evening commute. At 6 p.m., it stretches from South Hill all the way down towards Siler City through Durham and Hillsboro. By 7 o'clock, we're seeing that from Roanoke Rapids through Raleigh and Southern Pines. It continues to slide eastward and eventually out of the viewing area between 8 and 9 o'clock. We'll still have some heavy rain behind it, but it's that leading edge that's likely to produce that strong wind. Right now, we take a live look at Rocky Mountain Mills. A little bit of sunshine there. It's a very sticky, already unpleasant feeling start to the day. 75 degrees in the triangle with a dew point way up at 73. We'll likely hit 90 by lunchtime, and the heat index at that point will already be 100. Our heat advisory covers almost the entire viewing area. Goes into effect at 11 o'clock. It'll feel more like 105 to 107 this afternoon. Actual high 97 in Raleigh and in Durham, 98 in Fayetteville. So it's going to be a very unpleasant afternoon for us. 73 already. That's our dew point. That's way up there in the solidly in the tropical zone. And again, it will feel like 107 this afternoon. That bar in the orange there is the feels like or heat index temperature. After that, this front's going to clear out some of that heavy moisture in the atmosphere, and temperatures will feel much closer to the actual temperature, which is still going to be in the low 90s, but kind of 97 today. So it's an improvement. But when you're starting at 97 and 107, you know, some improvement still only gets you to around 90 degrees. Our next chance of thunderstorms after today comes on Thursday. It's likely to be just a 40% chance, and then maybe a few isolated storms into the weekend as well. Brian?
8:47, and just in, and moments ago, they just reopened all the lanes on 40 westbound right around Wade Avenue. This is that deadly crash apparently involving a pedestrian. So now we have that traffic flowing again. We'll start to see a little bit of gradual improvement, but it's going to take a while to get things back to normal out there on 40 westbound. Again, we had that earlier incident on 40 westbound at Gorman Street contributing to these backups that you see on the top of the screen there. That is a 22-minute delay from 440 out to the US 1 interchange. Most of that is between South Saunders Street and US 1. And then related to that closure at Wade Avenue, a 51-minute delay showing up right now on sensors. It's going to be quite a while before they're able to get traffic back to normal there in all directions of I-40, because we're seeing some heavy eastbound delays coming in from Harrison Avenue back toward Wade Avenue. Also outbound Wade Avenue, very heavily backed up now between 440 out toward that I-40 merge. So allow plenty of extra time through that area. If you're getting ready to head out now, you can listen to our coverage 24/7 on the radio. We'll let you know how things are shaping up out there on I-40 in West Raleigh. Tune the radio to 99.3 FM in the Raleigh area.
About 2.5 hours of that tragedy affecting the morning commute. Brian, thank you. The Jewish community is responding after hundreds of anti-Semitic flyers showed up on the lawns of North Raleigh neighborhoods. We found out one of the neighborhoods targeted is the North Ridge community. It's near a synagogue and has a large Jewish population. Some of those people took action when they got the flyers. They went around collecting them all from the yards and porches. Rabbi Eric Solomon talked with us about the hurtful message.
We refuse to give in or be afraid. We're grateful for the support of our non-Jewish neighbors and support from law enforcement, of course. But we won't be deterred, but it's clear. I do believe they're targeting us.
You may remember almost exactly a year ago, flyers were distributed on the very same road, and both flyers are connected to a website of an organization that is currently tracked as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law. The group lays out the game plan to place the flyers in middle-class neighborhoods, which could catch the attention of local news. There were nearly 3,700 incidents nationwide, up 36% from a year before. The Anti-Defamation League counted 39 incidents of anti-Semitism in North Carolina in 2022, and that's a 30% increase from the previous year.
At least 30 people are dead and 70 others hurt after a train derailed in Pakistan. Search and rescue efforts are underway this morning as officials try to recover more passengers and hopefully survivors. The crash happened Sunday in the southern Sindh province. Officials say hundreds were on board when 10 cars derailed. It's unclear what caused it.
Tragic ending to a family vacation in Italy. There were people on a yacht who captured the moment a speedboat slammed into a sailboat off the Amalfi Coast. Officials say 45-year-old Adrian Vaughn was thrown from the motorboat she rented with her husband and two kids. People were able to get her out of the water, but she died before they could get her flown to the hospital. Her husband and the captain were injured. The two children were okay. Now, local prosecutors there say they're investigating the 30-year-old captain of the speedboat for suspected manslaughter.
3, 2, 1, ignition, liftoff.
All new this morning, another batch of Starlink satellites in orbit. SpaceX launching them late Sunday night, just before 11, from Cape Canaveral. The Falcon 9 rocket taking the satellites on a southeastern trajectory before landing on a drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. SpaceX has launched nearly 5,000 Starlink satellites into orbit. The next launch is set for Thursday. Well, Fayetteville Regional Airport giving young children the chance to learn more about aviation. Its second Aviation Career Education Academy, or ACE, is happening today. It's a partnership with the North Carolina Department of Transportation Division and Aviation. The program allows young people to get hands-on experience in aviation-related jobs. Now, during the two-day camp, students will learn about airport commercial areas and even the FAA control tower operations.
The U.S. Forest Service is planning to plant 1 billion trees by 2030. It's an effort to combat climate change, protect water, shade, and cool cities. The Replant Act involves the entire world with an end goal of planting over 1 trillion trees by 2030. Now, new research shows a lack of tree seedlings is making this plan difficult and more unlikely to happen. Researchers are looking for people to increase seedling production and looking for more federal and state investment. A person who disappeared off the coast of Florida Friday is alive now and recovering after spending 35 hours stranded out on a boat in the ocean. Crews rescued 25-year-old Charles Gregory after searching for him for about a day. The Coast Guard found the boater 12 miles off the St. Augustine coast in Florida. His boat was submerged in water but still floating on the surface. The crews say that he had a buoyancy cushion but no life jacket, and they suspect that he was headed north. The inlet swept him out to sea. His family says he is suffering from a muscle condition related to dehydration right now, but they're just thankful he's alive, Ken.
Man, incredible rescue there. Well, she's back, and it's as if she never left. Simone Biles leaves the crowd cheering after her triumphant return to the mat. The most decorated gymnast of all time competed over the weekend following a 2-year break. Biles won the top prize of the Core Hydration Classic. The 4-time Olympic gold medalist took a step back from the sport to focus on her mental health after the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. Biles says she is in the working steps for Paris in 2024. We're all very excited about that.
Certainly would be with her coming back again. It's awesome. There's a call out this morning to find monster hunters. Monster hunters from around the world will be in Scotland for what's being called the largest search for the Loch Ness Monster since the 70s. Drones will be used to produce thermal images of the lake as crews search for the fabled Nessie. The search will happen the weekend of August 26th. Volunteers will be asked to keep an eye out for any breaks in the surface of the water or any other movements out there. The Loch Ness Monster was first reported in 1933 by a hotel manager. He said he saw a water beast in the loch, and that sparked a whole worldwide fascination ever since with finding that monster. We'll find it right back here in a moment.